The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
You just have a single napkin in front of you, as if you're expecting something.
I did have a butter tart on there earlier.
Take another.
No more. It's about enough calories.
You still got enough notches on the belt.
Oh, my gosh. So what brought you to Windsor again recently, Dave? You're just there for dinner?
Just head on over. Okay. Pay respects to my mom and just go have a good meal.
That's nice.
I miss heading over there regularly. Mm-hmm. That's all. Oh, but I do hate coming across the border.
Because it takes longer to get over and back these days.
No, getting over is a breeze. Yeah, coming back. And not to mention the dollar is also worth $1.31 over there right now.
That's pretty solid.
Well, that's a good reason to go.
Let's go spend.
Yeah, let's go spend.
Oh, yeah. So I was also going grocery shopping, and I'll make a plug for Williams Food Service over there. Best kitchen things you can possibly ask for. And free knife sharpening, too.
Nice.
So if I load my car up with all my knives and try to go across the border and get my knife sharpened, that's going to work for me? I'll be out of the TV tonight.
Man smuggles 9,000 blades across the border and gets arrested.
Our X-ray is picking up something in the trunk. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Continuing around the table, Professor Dan Maggio is here.
Hello, Matt.
What's going on?
Not much.
Okay.
I'm here.
That's good.
Excited to be here.
You're not wearing your first shirt.
I am not.
It's a polo today.
I'm just wearing a regular polo shirt. Yeah. So.
Sadly, the other day I had to go to the Kirkoian funeral home, like over by Holiday, and I was thinking of you. Not because of the funeral home, but because I know you used to live there, close to there, second floor apartment. Didn't you used to live close to there? Wow, I'm
by Hollywood or Holiday?
Hollywood. I'm sorry, I said Holiday.
Yes, I used to live at the apartment building
across the street,
across the side street,
because that's like right there at that funeral home.
Yes, the fourth floor.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of
that was a fun place to live.
Yeah,
the funeral home.
No, not yet. That'll be the last place I go to live.
Oh, my God.
Your last residence.
Literally.
I'm here.
He's still on this side of the grass.
Your last viewing.
Yes. Professor Mara Livesey is here with us, too.
I sure am.
Excellent. Also on the right side of the grass.
The upside.
For now.
So, midterm, first semester, assistant professor, sum up everything you've learned in one sentence.
Ooh.
About students.
Oh.
About students. They are the reason why I love my job most of the time.
And the reason you hate your job at times.
Some of the time.
I believe that you may be referring to a famous movie quote there. They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Mostly.
Professor Dave Chow is here with us.
Pleasure
today.
To be here, as always.
Excellent. You wearing your Corktown hoodie today?
My Corktown hoodie and my medicine hat t-shirt. Yeah. I'm all
medicine
over the place.
Hat Tigers.
Wow.
Yeah, they suppose I have new sweatshirts and I haven't seen them yet, so I got to call the hometown and ask. I always make a phone call, and the lady that runs the concession stand says, "Come on by, we'll get your free tickets."
So nice.
Very I got to nice. Go. I got to nice. Go. It's Excellent. The new arena. Haven't been yet, so.
Okay.
How long a trip is that?
It's a four-hour flight to Calgary, two-hour drive by car on the train. So.
Wow.
It's worth it.
There is a train that goes there, too? Is that what you said?
No, the Trans-Canada. So I gotta fly into Calgary, rent a car, and drive 2 hours on.
Whoa.
Wow, you're hardcore.
It's a wonderful drive.
I can't handle a 12-minute drive back to Berkeley, man.
I still remember the first time as an adult driving the Trans-Canada, I stopped just to marvel at it. Because, you know, it's out in the prairies. I'm like, I think I can actually see the curvature of the earth.
Yes, you can. There's not much up there, right?
Yeah, there isn't much up there. And then it just suddenly dawned on me, like, I looked one way, I looked east, I looked west. I'm like, there's no telephone poles, no power poles. It's not even a car coming. I'm thinking, if my car dies out here, I could be out here for days.
Yeah, that's true.
So how does that work? How do you prepare yourself for that kind of drive across long distances where there may not be any help or...
I mean, there's still farmers, but, you know, the farmer's house is like a mile away. That's all.
Wow.
My dad once told me about, there's one time he and a friend of his were in Calgary. Ordinarily it's 2 hours, but they took 8 hours to get back because of a snowstorm. And my grandfather chewed them out. But supposedly, during snowstorms out there, the farmers are told to take their tractors out and patrol the edge of their property. because people just slide into a ditch and you know, and they don't come out.
How frequent are the gas stations along there?
Not often.
Really?
Yeah.
So you need a car with good mileage and a full tank.
Or a hybrid.
Or a hybrid.
Yeah, or a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a helicopter.
Yeah, and cell phone signals are iffy.
Iffy. So.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. Find us on Facebook or listen to your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We have some questions lovingly nudged into being by Professor Livesey from our students. We'll start with junior biochemistry major Callista Esterline from Shelby Township, Michigan, who sent us 10 random questions with sort of a Jeopardy theme to them.
Ooh.
So there's a little bit of snark in every answer.
Uh-oh.
Riding potent shotgun potables on the kidneys. These glands weigh barely 5 grams each, but produce many vital hormones.
What are the adrenals?
The adrenal glands. Yes, they are. Riding shotgun on the kidneys. There's always some like build-up phrase, you know?
Why is it always shotgun? Why couldn't it be like pistol or, you know?
Dibs. That's what we always used to say.
Yeah.
Dibs on the front seat.
I guess because...
No, stagecoach.
Yeah, and they had the shotgun sitting beside them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A stunning 330-carat star sapphire called the Star of What is on display at the Smithsonian. A sapphire, not a diamond.
India?
India, I was going to say India.
Star of India, I think, is a diamond. But this is a sapphire. 330 carats. That's
Man, that's mighty bright.
That is big. Star of What? What if I tell you it's a continent?
Asia.
Asia, the Star of Asia.
Asia. Where in Asia did it come from?
That is a good question. It'll get our crack research team on it right now.
Okay.
As I say to my students quite often during lecture, do you have a device in your pocket with the entirety of human knowledge on it? Pull it out and let's get
the Funkin' Wagnalls.
That's right. Funkin' Wagnalls. Around 1917, Northam Warren of Cutex created the first commercial version of this colorful cosmetic product. 1917.
Nail polish?
Nail polish is what it is.
Cutex.
Yeah. Cutex. That makes
sense. Is that supposed to mean something to me?
No, Cutex.
It's a company. It's still around, I think.
They do the nail polish remover. It smells horrible.
I just, I think cuticle every time. I guess that's where I make the,
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't think that's what it's from. I think it's cute with an X on the end of it. I'm almost certain that it is way more gendered than we're giving it credit for. Your baroreceptors are sensory devices that keep this steady.
Blood pressure?
Your hands.
Your baroreceptors. Hands is not correct.
Are they in your ears?
It doesn't say where they are.
How's it spelled?
Baro. B-A-R-O.
B-A-R-O. It regulates some kind of pressure.
It regulates some kind of pressure.
Blood pressure?
Blood pressure is what it regulates.
Oh, like barometer. Yes. Okay, all right.
Nice.
So that would be the thing that we're losing all the time when we're dealing with the students. Yeah?
Yes.
Baroreceptors gone haywire. Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse. In this constellation.
Oh.
What?
You're not supposed to say that three times.
I know.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton will appear. Maybe Michael Douglas will appear, too. Betelgeuse, the star, is in this constellation. We see it every morning at this time of year on campus coming up over the clock tower. Very easy to tell because it has the three stars in a row.
Orion.
Just about the waistline.
Orion.
Yes,
yeah.
Orion. Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse. Fun. And they're doing a remake of Betelgeuse all the original actors and actresses.
No.
I don't know.
Watch the original.
Consult a galvanometer to measure electrical current in this unit.
Ergs?
Not ergs. Consult a galvanometer? Galvanometer, maybe.
Yeah, galvanometer.
Metals? Something.
What is the unit of electrical current? Named after a Frenchman.
Ohm?
It's not an ohm.
No, that's resistance.
I'm surprised you guys don't know this.
Does it begin with an A? Yeah.
It does begin with an A.
Ampere?
It's an amp, ampere. That's right. But in Latin,
got me.
Jehovah begins with an I.
Oh, unless you step on the wrong stone.
Exactly.
And then you tumble through.
Before videotape, TV shows were preserved via this process, filming directly from a TV monitor. Gosh, this is hilarious.
Dear Lord.
Do you remember what that was called? Because I don't.
Oh,
not, starts with the letter K.
Kinetoscope?
Yes, kinetoscope. Okay. Yeah, that's right. They literally, I mean, I like seeing a YouTube every once in a while that clearly is a camera recording an old VHS being played on an old CRT TV. I'm like, yeah, this is classy. This is why we have the internet. As opposed to a dimmer switch, a simple two-setting light switch has this name, mostly used by electricians.
On off?
I was going to say a switch.
It's called a switch.
Also a rocker?
Is it a pole?
No, it starts with the letter T.
My dad would kill me for not knowing this. He was an electrician.
Shame.
Six letters, starts with the letter T.
Transit? Transom?
Trans-Canada? Nope.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
We're all wrinkling our noses at this.
I'm surprised. So it's called a toggle.
Toggle. Oh, toggle. Yeah. Is this still a switch?
Only two settings. That's a toggle.
Okay.
The symbol for this element precedes Better Blues in the title of a Spike Lee film.
Molybdenum?
Yeah, it's molybdenum. Better Blues.
I didn't get the reference, so I couldn't have answered.
Yeah.
Jim is a big Spike Lee fan, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, sometimes.
Last but most certainly not least, thanks for sending these in, Calista. This endocrine gland controls the rate at which cells burn food and produce energy.
Thyroid?
Oh. It's your thyroid. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Thyroid.
Can you turn yours up? Is that possible?
To turn up your thyroid?
I'd like to burn a little faster.
I think that sometimes there's a way you can do that, right?
I think you don't want that because then other systems start going bad.
I can dream.
There are literal conditions, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's disease.
Yeah, like hyperthyroid.
Underactive, yeah. Thanks for sending those in. You know what? We got another set of questions here sent in by Calvin Haba, who is also a student in Mara's Biochem 1.
Got him in class, too.
Imagine that.
There we go. We have a theme here. The theme is autumn.
Ooh.
The word that nobody knows what it means, but it's still important. So what is the autumnal equinox? What is exactly, what does it mean?
When Earth tilts a little.
Is it the 21st?
Yeah. 21st of September. What happens?
That is.
Earth tilts on its axis a little bit, right?
No, that is when that is when.
When
the solstice is when we're far and close to the sun.
You're getting closer.
The equinox is the in-between part.
The
so we're level. Is that when the equator is equal with the.
What is equal is what I'm going for here.
The distance.
It's the midway point between.
The two solstices?
It is the midpoint between the two solstices.
But there's something that's equal.
The length of the day and the length of the night.
That is exactly right. The number of minutes of daylight and the number of minutes of non-daylight are equal to each other.
Yeah.
Man, we worked that thing out like we're constipated. Good Lord.
I saw a beautiful sunset the other night, and my kid's in the back, the 11-year-old, and he goes, man, on the 4th of July, the sun went down at like 10:15, and it was like 6:02, and it was already goodbye.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Let's pick up where we left off. Who is the partner of the original Human Torch?
The Sparky. Human match.
No.
Sparky is right, isn't it?
No.
It's something like that.
No, he masqueraded as a snowblower. It's a brand name.
The Prince.
The Toro.
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 Oh.
Got it.
And both of them cried out, flame on! And they wanted to turn on.
Sarah has a wonderful story about flames.
Oh, yes, it was a story of Tennyson's youth and his mother, who her headdress caught on fire, and she telephoned for the butler and she said, James, I'm on fire! And he said, I'll get Amy right away. Because apparently it was the lady's maid's job to put her mistress out when she was on fire.
Different unions.
We are doing some questions from Calvin Haba, one of Mara's students in Biochemistry 1, sending us some questions about autumn. And who doesn't like autumn? In autumn, what do you traditionally in the United States do to your clock?
Fall back.
Turn it back.
Fall back, yes. Usually after Halloween these days. When it was before Halloween, it was kind of brutal.
Yeah, it was.
Poor kids would get home from school and already be dark. It's just, I know we get into this argument, well, not argument, just discussion every year, but I met so many different people in my life, mostly through undergrad and grad school, and the number of places in this country that only trick-or-treat when the sun is out, I find it abhorrent.
How do you
supposed to trick-or-treat with the sun
You're
down,
You're supposed to trick-or-treat in the dark.
Well, that's right.
Well, that's like, Jim, that's like Noel night during the day.
Oh,
well,
yes.
That's the opposite. Yeah, exactly. Why do leaves change their color on deciduous trees in the fall?
If you're losing green, it has to do with chlorophyll.
It is chlorophyll.
It's the chlorophyll breaking down and oxidizing.
Yeah.
But do we want a different description of, like, physiologically why?
Of course we want a different description.
Yes, give us the...
I'm not sure I remember the complete description, but it has to do with the day being shorter. Mm-hmm. So the tree stops making enough energy and puts it all into storage and stops making new energy. And so it stops using its leaves. So it stops trying to maintain them. So they start breaking down.
So the leaves don't matter as much.
The leaves would be a waste at that point to maintain.
Yeah.
And there are red, yellow, and orange pigments there. And when the chlorophyll, which is green, breaks down, they are exposed. So, yeah, that's the final word. What word was commonly used before the 16th century instead of the word autumn? You have to think about this more from a farmer's point of view. And I think we're talking about the Western
harvest.
World. Let's be serious. Harvest is what they called it. Yes,
nice. Yeah.
That was the name of the season.
Harvest season.
Perfect.
The Dark Ages.
Yes.
The Dark Ages.
Exactly. In the Northern Hemisphere, autumn begins on 21 of September. When does autumn begin in the Southern Hemisphere?
21 of March.
21 of March. Yes. Things are topsy-turvy half the time. That's what Washington Irving said.
Mm-hmm. And the water swirls down the sink in the other direction.
That's right. We call somebody up. We're going to confirm it.
We have
Let
to.
Let me tell you.
Flush the toilet.
What term refers to the full moon that is closest to the autumnal equinox?
Harvest moon.
The harvest moon.
Or what was the one they had the other night? Was it the hunter's moon?
That was hunter's moon.
Yeah, hunter's moon.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy, every single time I see hunter's moon, because I was driving to work on a Saturday morning.
Of course.
Sitting right over the middle of 6 Mile as I'm driving in, I'm like, it would be so easy for me to project myself to like 300 years ago and thinking God must be angry. Because it's just big and orange and it looks like crazy. Like, where did this come from? I tried to get a picture, but I was driving.
And you know the weird optical illusion. It's actually the same size. It's just
right,
closer
it's just
to the
closer
horizon.
To the Earth, so you've got something to compare it to.
Exactly. Yeah. Which of these birds do not migrate in autumn? I'm sorry, I will try again. I'm going to just make things up. No, what birds traditionally do not migrate in autumn?
Canada geese, no.
Well, that's
robins?
A story. No, robins actually migrate.
Sparrows?
Go ahead.
I think you're going to give us choices.
I know. That's
I was waiting for the choice.
Yeah. We're jumping the gun.
My bad. So now, let me help you out. These would be birds that an NFL team is named after.
Ravens?
The ravens. The ravens don't migrate. My guess is they just sort of go into a tree and sleep for a while.
Hmm. What do bats do?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah,
well,
they do hibernate.
Bats aren't birds.
Bats don't migrate, probably. Their caves likely stay warm enough.
Well, I guess my thing is, what do they eat?
Blood.
They don't have to. Bears don't have to eat all winter long, right?
It's like hibernate, maybe.
They adjust their thyroid.
Oh.
They adjust their thyroid.
I smirked when you mentioned bats aren't birds because I can't help but think of the two-week-long buildup in Calvin and Hobbes back in the 80s where he's writing a report on bats and he keeps the first sentence is bats are bugs and his tiger friend is telling him they're not bugs, I'm just letting you know. And the whole 2 weeks build up and he stands in front of his class, bats are bugs. And they all yell back at him, they're not bugs. I just think that's hilarious. Oh, I miss Calvin and Hobbes very, very much. Brightly colored foliage is the image most commonly associated with autumn. What region in the U.S. is a popular leaf-peeping tourist destination?
New England.
Yes. What is the name of the popular harvest festival celebrated in China that's very close to the autumnal equinox?
Was it some lantern launch thing or whatever?
It's not
dragon
what it
boats,
says here.
Nope. Chicken feet eating.
Chicken feet eating.
No. You've never been to China during autumn?
No.
I hear it's beautiful.
That's what I'm told too, but I haven't been.
I've never been either. I just hear it's beautiful.
Oh. See, we usually, the three times I've gone is like during Christmas break.
Oh, okay.
So.
The name of the popular harvest festival celebrated in China close Mooncake? To the autumnal is actually the Moon Festival.
Okay. The Moon Festival. Oh. Moon Festival.
Got there.
That's right. Okay. I knew
what's the deal with moon cakes?
Oh, they're so good.
It's like this little hockey puck with a little moon, you know, the little egg yolk in the middle of it.
Okay, cool.
Oh, cooked?
Yeah, a little lotus, and then there's, yeah.
Nice.
Fun. But nice. I don't eat eggs, so I always, here, you take the egg, I'll take the rest.
You don't eat eggs?
I don't eat eggs.
Okay. You don't know what you're missing. Out
of principle?
No, I just remember once as a kid, I had a hard-boiled egg, and it was still, goopy. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it was still, had the bird in there.
Oh, I see. That is gross.
That's actually
it was
Filipino.
Fertilized?
Yeah.
Oh. Most eggs aren't.
Yeah, I know, but imagine like crack or something. Oh, there's feathers, there's limbs, there's a face. Oh, no.
Well, that would sort of be a turnoff.
Yeah, that's been a turnoff ever since, so.
Yeah. Let's try to find a way to transition.
Yeah, please.
In what autumn movie can you see Richard Gere and Winona Ryder walking through beautiful fall foliage?
Richard Gere.
In what autumn movie can you see Richard Gere and Winona Ryder walking through beautiful
Mulholland
fall
Falls?
Foliage?
No.
Mulholland Drive. You're thinking?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not American Gigolo because that'd be creepy.
No Richard Gere fans, no Winona Ryder fans here.
Well, Stranger Things, sure.
I'm thinking Stranger Things, of course. Yeah, Joyce, come on.
I don't remember those two being in a movie together. Are we talking 80s here?
It's a good point. I think it would be mid-90s if I had to guess.
Mid-90s.
Not Chicago.
Not Chicago, but in an urban center.
Manhattan?
Getting closer. Let's see if I can walk you guys through this one.
Newark?
As we start going through
Tour of Dow Chemical.
Fall in New Jersey.
very, very close to the actual answer.
No way.
Autumn in Newark.
Autumn in New York is the correct
autumn
response.
In New York.
It's not Newark. Oh my
God. Fall in New Jersey.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, I gotta go research that. I was thinking of like the Bridges of Madison County or, you know, something like that.
It's, okay.
Some rom-com from the 80s or 90s. So we did pretty well. That was really the only one that we got wrong. Thanks for sending these in, Kelvin. I appreciate that. Yeah, send more. That would be awesome.
Great. Both of those sets were good. You're excellent students. You can give them extra credit now.
A-plus for that extra credit, guys.
So the time has come on the show when we do the thing that we do, and that thing is called ATP Favorites.
Oh.
I want to hear from the professors what they do during the autumn that they don't do at any other time of the year. What's something that you wait until autumn to do? Now that basically, let's get serious, from just about Labor Day on, we're in sort of like holidays mode, right? Mm-hmm. You wait a month for Halloween, mm-hmm. then you wait a month for Thanksgiving, then you wait a month for Christmas and New Year's, so it's a pretty busy time of year. What can you only do during the fall or you look forward to doing during the fall?
Raking leaves.
You like to rake leaves.
I do.
Come on over.
It's good. Oh. It's good exercise.
Oh,
it is.
It's fun to jump in them too.
I would say looking at leaves. I mean, I like going places where there's a lot of color.
So you're a leaf peeper.
Yeah, I'm a leaf peeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
cider
with that.
Cider and donuts.
Ooh, that's good too. That's good too.
But Matt, explain this to me. How come Blake's cider is more expensive than High's?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all because I was just going to bring up, I have tried for 3 years now. With my youngest at 7 years old, I thought this was the year. Said, let's all get in the car and we're going to Blake's because we're doing zombie paintball safari.
Yeah.
Where you take the paintball gun and you get to shoot real zombies that come at you from the
cornfields.
They have
that there?
And I'm like, even my 7-year-old could get into this. And everybody gave me the third degree over dinner. I don't know. Because I know what my kids do when they're anxious. They're like, Dad, how many zombies? They start asking all these like super specific questions that I don't know the answer to.
You think they were afraid of the zombies?
Oh, they were definitely going to be afraid. And it looks like a lot of fun. You sit on like a military truck. And everybody has the gun like on a little turret, and then you blow away the zombies. I'm like, it's a real video game. Why wouldn't
it's
you
fun
like
or
it
grotesque.
It sounds like a good faculty development workshop.
What a great idea. I'm not even joking.
And
that's
half
a great
your partner
chair
stumbling out of the court.
And then you can be a zombie.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember
they're
once.
Wearing. Good, because Enzo is Mr. My son Lorenzo is Mr. like rationality. So he goes, Dad, I just want to make sure they're going to be wearing armor because I don't want to, like, you know, hurt
it. Body armor.
Aww. But that's nice of you to say, but you're just trying to get out of it. Anyway,
or
Dave, sorry.
You can also crank down the gun as far as the PSI, too.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry.
But I just remember, like, there's one time we once threw a party, you know, I threw a party, you know, paintball party, and I'm like, you, the creative director, the guy that killed three of my concepts. We were gunning after him, too. Jeez. So it can get seriously vindictive.
It's like Fight Club.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But we don't talk about it. Yeah.
So. But you just do it.
Yes, exactly. So anyway.
So polishing up the curling stones, Dan? I'm waiting.
We're making ice.
They just painted
last night. They'll be putting the rings down probably tonight, the houses, everything. And then next Sunday is our first day. So I'm going to go practice on Wednesday.
I was thinking that it was a rite of fall.
It is a rite of fall. People are starting to get kind of geared up, getting signed up.
All the curlers and curlettes
getting ready. Yes, dusting off those shoes.
The groins are stretching right about now.
Those brooms.
Get out your khaki pants. It's time
for
curling.
We'll be starting in about a week here. So we're excited. So that's just part of winter.
Yeah, we just got the what winter weather report is going to look like today, and probably shouldn't read it if you're not into it.
Not too worried.
Cold and snowy.
Not too worried.
Mara, did you give us a good response for fall? Things you look forward to in fall?
I did not. I can give you a response. Can't say that it's going to be good, but I like to bake things with pumpkin.
Of course you do. That's awesome.
Pumpkin bread 2 weeks ago. I'm gonna make the bread again. I'll bring it in. That was excellent.
I'm gonna make my bread, and my bread's gonna beat your bread.
We're gonna have a bread off.
I like pumpkin soup.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
a good one too.
Perfect, a bread off.
Wait a minute. So do we have to be blindfolded? Do a blind?
You will
test?
Have to. Yes.
The Great ATP Baking Show will actually.
Let's pick a Saturday.
Saturday, Friday evening.
I mean, let's pick Friday. I'm sorry, Friday.
Yeah.
We can bring in our bread.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Two,
and then we'll
two
have
go in,
Paul
one come
Hollywood
out.
And Mary Bain.
Now, we know what you look forward to, your favorite holiday of the year.
Absolutely. Although I've missed my window for about the fifth or sixth straight year to go to a haunted house, because at this time, this is when all the plebes think it's time to go to a haunted house, so things get a little congested. I like to go in late September to sort of help out the contractors and throw some money their way, but I've missed my window again to go to a good haunted house, so, oh well, that's just the way it works. It's crazy. You know, there's a lot of haunts around here, especially in southeastern Michigan, which I think I've mentioned before, but has more haunted houses per capita than any other metro area in the United States. They open mid-September, so they're kind of dying for business. And so the club that I'm in will go to a bunch of them and give them some business and talk up their
stuff. You're in a haunted house club?
Oh, yes.
Who isn't?
Yes, who isn't? Yes, absolutely. Anywho, I think it's time for us to say goodbye, Dave.
See ya.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Sayonara.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and technically, our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.